Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and do that. Right. Oh, look, cool. You got quiet once you started recording. You're like, oh.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got to watch what I got to say. No.
No, I get you. I get you. Mm-hmm. Cool. Don't worry about this. Like, I'm probably just going to cut it out. Probably not, because I've been really lazy sometimes, and it's just really nice to just have that conversation too. But
yeah.
I am now recording. And I've sent you the questions, right? Do you remember them?
Yes, sir.
Cool.
More or less.
Awesome.
So I think I have them right here on hand. Yes, sir.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess let's just go ahead and get started.
Okay.
All right. So who are you?
My bad.
Just kidding. Yeah. So who are you?
My name's Jose Rodriguez III. You know, named after my dad. Just a hardworking guy. You know, future law enforcement. You know, over there in New Mexico, and you know, person who likes to be active. You know, yeah.
What do you do to stay active?
I work out. I try to do, like, you know, things that volunteer. You know what I mean? I try. You know, but sometimes I work most of my time Monday through Sunday. It's like, well, Monday through Thursday is more like, I mean, Saturday, it's more like working out. That's pretty much it. But like, once in a while, like, you know, if there's something to do, like on a Saturday, like someone needs help or anything, like I try, you know? So that's how I try to keep myself active, doing something, you know?
Nice. Cool. So what have you been reading lately?
I've been reading a lot of stuff. I've been reading this book called Praying Life, you know? And then I've been reading Daniel, been reading the First Genesis and the Matthew. So nice. I've been reading those, you know, going back and forth. You know what I mean? This last week, I've been kind of busy, so I haven't gotten a chance to reading them.
Okay.
But I've been reading those, and it's good.
So you're reading A Praying Life, you're reading Daniel, and you're reading Genesis?
Yes, sir.
And Samuel, no?
Matthew.
Matthew. Yes. Nice. Mm-hmm. What have you been getting from A Prayer Life?
You know what? It's to be better at praying. You know, it's I've seen a big difference in my life when it comes to praying. I've been a little bit more bold, you know, because that book is very relatable, especially in the beginning. It's like it shows you that, like, it kind of humbles you in the sense of, like, hey, if you thought you were doing it right, you know, sometimes, you know, you might not be. And, you know, that's what I got from that's what my sister actually told me. But for me, it was like it was really, really relatable in the sense of, like, there's not a right way to be praying, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's just talking to God, you know, it's having a conversation with him and everything. Yeah. And that's what I got from it. You know, it's been so good right now. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm barely on chapter 6. I gotta get on it, you know, but
yeah,
it's pretty good. I like it. I would recommend it to everyone.
Nice. A Praying Life. And then Daniel,
right now I am doing it like in a little, well, it's Jordan's, well, it's not Jordan's, but like they started getting together, him, Jordan, mm-hmm. Alex, and a couple of other guys. Mm-hmm. And last time they were talking about Daniel, and I started reading him, and where I'm at right now, I just passed through like, oh my God. Do I already read about the lion's den? Mm. I read about those guys who got in fire, but nothing happened to them. Nice. And it's the prophecies and stuff like that. And I'm like down to the last two chapters. You know, I'm gonna reread them just because, you know what I mean. I gotta, you know, top of my head, it's like I've been reading so much. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Just to keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, because I don't want to, like, it was a really interesting because it's like it's so much faith he had with God and everything, even though they're the kings themselves. They worshipped what, like bronze and silver. They worshipped other things, and they kept telling him, "Hey, I don't remember. I can't even remember like the name that the king was using for Daniel." Mm. But Daniel himself kept always said, "I'm Daniel," not what the name that he gave him to me, because he's staying loyal to God. And I think that's inspiring. Like that's cool. Like throughout all that stuff, like he just has that faith in God.
Yeah,
you know, and that loyalty is just. It's good. Like, it's really good. Dude, I liked it a lot.
That's awesome, dude. It's encouraging to see that you're reading a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite Bible verse, passage, and or story?
Yes. It's Psalms 144, verse 1. It says, praise be to the Lord who, have it tattooed, actually. Be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Why I like that quote a lot is because for me, it always spoke to me about like fighting, you know what I mean? Like not specifically like hand-to-hand combat and everything, but it's whatever you do, I would always see it like as combat. Like it's you against whatever you're doing, you know, and God's always going to be there for you, you know what I mean? And when he talks about, and that's specifically your hands, like, you know, what you're doing physically and what you're doing. Because I've always been physical, you know. I used to compete in boxing and kickboxing and wrestling and stuff like that. So that spoke to me a lot in that sense. But when he talks about the fingers for battle, it was always like peaceful, like knowing how to negotiate, like, you know what I mean? Like diplomatic or just even just talking to people like for peacemaking, you know what I mean? Yep. And that's what always spoke to me is like in good and bad, God is always going to help you, you know what I mean? God is always going to help you with what you mean, like in tasks and stuff like that. Like that's the way I would always see it, and that's why it always spoke to me.
It's really cool because it's like instead of using the word hands, like it says fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what exactly. Yeah. Because you're like when you grab a pen or a pencil, whatever, it's like with your fingers, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, one of the things that I think right now is like politics, you know what I mean? You know, if you do it under God and everything, he's always going to like be there for you to help make the best laws, I guess,
yeah.
You know?
Decisions,
and, yeah. Yeah, decisions. If you need to do, I mean, in psychology or whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever you got to do with your fingers, like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that was pretty cool. That's what always went through my head, you know?
That's so cool, man. So now we're going to go ahead and move on to your story. So I forgot to explain. I want to talk about a few things such as who you were before, who you are now, how you came to meet them, if there were any people involved in the process. And then a little bit later on, we'll get into what you wish you would have known. So it's like the things that you could tell yourself from 10 years ago. And then the things that you could tell yourself from when you first realized what he means to you. And then we'll look to the future. So things that you wish you would have known or you hold on to. And then we'll get to about 4 to 5 random questions and we'll go from there.
All right, cool.
So who would you say you were before Christ?
A person who had a hole in his heart. That's the best way I could describe it. Like, I love my family. I love the people who were around me during that time. But before I was, before I found God and before I found Christ, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Like, I grew up Catholic, you know? My parents never, like, forced it on me or they didn't. We weren't like all going like trips and stuff like that. It was more like we go to church, you know what I mean? I did my first communion or whatever, but it wasn't like something where I was like, my parents like forced me to be like, okay, well not, or encouraged me or anything like that to be like a constant thing, you know? So yeah, I had a lot of faith in God, but I never knew and truly understood who he was, you know? And, especially cause it was like in Spanish. So a lot of, you know, my Spanish back then wasn't the best. So a lot of it would just go over my head. I didn't really understand. I just knew that there was a God and that Jesus died for me on the cross, you know? But did I really accept that? No. And I think that left a hole in my heart. The last couple of years, you know, especially the last year it was when I really felt it like it was always missing something. I was always missing something, you know? And yeah, well, that was me before, like guy with a hole in his heart, you know?
Yeah. How did you come to accept him?
I walked in on Del Sol Church in March. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, it's going to sound funny, but I ended up separating from my last girlfriend and that really broke me because she was the first person I like truly fell in love with, like. And I really thought we were going to be the long run. And all last year I was so angry. And it goes back to what I said earlier was I had a hole in my heart. And no matter how many times I worked out, no matter how many times I would run or do whatever to get my mind off things, I still had that empty hole. So one day, every day I lived literally down the street from Del Sol Church and on the East Montana. And I would always pass that church and I would always tell myself, I probably should, you know, check it out and everything, you know what I mean? And one day, just one Sunday, I was going to go I was gonna go to a gym, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna stop by. And ever since that day, you know, God and Jesus like really filled that heart, you know, filled that hole in my heart, and it just all down history. It just, you know, I felt this calm. The best way I could describe it is like when you're having a bad day and someone just hugs you, you know, hugs you and tells you everything's gonna be okay. That's exactly how I felt, you know. No words, no nothing. It's just a feeling where it's like everything's gonna be okay. And that's how I, you know, that's how I felt, you know, that's how I found Christ, you know, that's how I found my Lord and Savior. And it was cool, you know, it was an awesome feeling, you know.
That's so cool. Who would you say you are now with Christ?
A follower of Christ. I mean, plain and simple. I mean, I'm imperfect. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I mess up here and there like anyone. But I truly try to follow the path of Christ the way he wants us to, you know. I try to spread the gospel. I try to be a better person, you know, and not because it's the right thing to do, but because that's what God wants me to do. That's what Jesus wants me to do, you know. And that's what I believe. I do believe that I'm a follower of Christ, you know. And I try every day just to spread that gospel, to show everyone how much he loves us.
Dude, that's so cool. Were there any people involved in that process? You don't have to name names if you don't want to.
To get to follow Christ, I would say my parents, because they did talk to us a lot about God and you know, and Jesus and everything. They were, I mean, of course, they weren't perfect. They were going through their battles back then, especially like when I was in high school, and a lot of things happened during those 7 years, those 4 years in high school and 3 years out. I mean, we lost our home, we lost a lot of things, and we were just, you know, I'd always see my mom always talk about God, like she had faith in him, but I guess she never really like encouraged us, I guess, because they always believed we want them to do it on their own, not because of us. And for me to get my, and I'm not gonna lie, like Mando, you know, you were a big part of it too, for me to get closer to God, especially because of your group and everything, you know what I mean, everyone in that youth group, young adults, we're youth, man, you were youth adults like my sister said. But like every one of you guys have, you know, the testimonies that I've heard, the love that you guys have for Jesus and the faith that you guys have for Jesus, it just all has helped me to grow my faith stronger with him. And I think it's awesome, you know, because it's, you guys show it, you know, you guys show it. My parents, you know, have shown it too, just because like the very little times they've come to church and, you know, I see that change, you know. I see that change in my sisters and in everyone that has come back to Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's helped me to get to where I'm at right now. It's just everyone around me seeing how they've changed or hearing their testimonies, you know.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. And definitely encouraging, because like there's a community there, you know, and it's awesome to see. And it's something that I can't explain. It's just there, and it's like seeing how much they love each other and how much they love others. And
definitely,
like whenever someone comes in, like they'll make them feel welcome, and it's so cool.
Oh yeah. What I loved about here is just that, you know, they weren't how other people or other Christians that I've experienced. I mean, I'm not going to say all of them, but like other churches that I've been to, it's like, oh, we want you to stay, just stay, not, you know, stay here because it's Jesus or anything like that. It was just more like those fake highs, those fake welcomings, you know what I mean? And it's genuine, the welcoming that it's here, you know. It's, you know, it's like that warm, you know what I mean? That positive energy. It's contagious, you know, and it's awesome. I remember the first time that I went to Bible study. We were here in East Montana, and we were inside the portables, and when we started singing, I just felt it. Like, it was just amazing. Like, I got pumped up. I was like, let's go. Like, you know, like, you know, and that's what made me like love it more, you know. It's the energy around it, or whatever you want to call it, vibes, or you know what I mean, or even just the faith itself. It's awesome, you know. And I'm very grateful, and I'm very grateful to God that I came.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
It's just cool. How is life different now with Christ?
Oh, I have less worries. you know, things, I'm more outgoing. You know what I mean? People might not believe me, but I'm a lot more outgoing now that I'm here. I feel more bold to go out there and be like, hey, you know, want to go to church? You know, I invite everyone that I know. A lot of people haven't gone, you know, for whatever reason, but a lot of people have, you know, but, it's just more, more being bold, more outgoing. If something goes wrong, I mean, I worried still, but like, it's easier to cope with, you know, it's easier to cope with the traumas I have. It's easier to be more patient. It's bringing back to how I used to be, more positive, more optimistic in life, you know?
Yeah.
And it feels good, you know? It's a good feeling.
Yeah. Dude. Cool. So now we're what you wish you would have known. So if you could tell yourself something from 10 years ago, what would it be? So like your past self, like the 10 years, the you of 10 years ago.
So I would have been 18. I would have been 18 out of high school. I would have told myself, don't stray away from God and try to get close to him. Cause he's going to guide you to where you want to be at. You know, if back then I used to want to join the military or in get into law enforcement. And I felt like that's what God wanted me to. But because I allowed my relationship at that time to stray away from me and from my family and from everything that I believed in during that time, I ended up going in a big down slope, you know, that, you know, it messed up certain relationships along the way that could have, you know, been a lot better if I would have stayed with Christ, and get closer to him. Cause I'm not as close as to him as I was back then, you know? And I would tell myself that, hey, just have faith in him and try to find a church that you feel welcome at, because he's going to guide you where he wants you to be at, where you're going to be happy, you know, where you're going to feel like you're making a difference, you know. I think that's what I would have told myself back then, you know. It's like, no seas pendejo.
I mean, yeah.
Like other words, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize back then that I was allowing, you know, that person to stop me from being who I was, you know, and it sucks, but I mean, hey, that's a learning lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is, but still glad that I was able to get to Christ, you know?
What would you tell yourself from when you first realized what he means to you?
What I would tell myself?
From when you first realized what he means to you?
Oh, it's like, hey, it's awesome, huh? It's like, it's awesome, huh? And just keep going. Just don't let that flame go down. If it goes down, don't let it go burn. Stop burning. You know, don't let it stop burning. Even though it dims down a little, you know, just keep going. And because he's good, you know, he's done a lot of good. Don't ever forget about this moment and the moments that come afterwards, because it's gonna pay off at the end. You know, you're gonna meet great people. Just keep going forward. You know?
Cool. So that was thinking to the past. So now thinking to the future, what do you wish your future self 10 years from now would remember?
The moments that I felt God, those moments that you'd always pray for when I was little, I hope that he remembers that those moments are beautiful. Those moments that you've just felt him like strongly and everything. You might not have had this majestic or magic feeling or whatever, but like, you know what it is, and hopefully he doesn't forget that, you know, especially because the field I'm going into, law enforcement, like, it's gonna see a lot of evil, and I don't want him to forget there's still good out there, you know. God is good, you know. So hopefully he remembers those moments, these moments of, you know, first moment I went to Bible study, when I got baptized, when I fully surrendered to God, you know, seeing my friends and my family and new and old, you know, how they are, you know, to remember those moments. So.
Dude. Okay. So now we're at the random questions part. So I have I'm going to pull up a random generator.
All
right. And I'm going to set it from 1 to 102.
Ooh.
And we're going to choose generate. So
is it, we're gonna do a speed round or what? Speed round.
25. So 25 is hymns or contemporary music.
Hymns or contemporary music. I'll go with the contemporary music. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, I love music. Like, it's, I can't sing, I can't play, no, nothing. But like, for me, like, it always pumps me up. Like, hearing, especially that one song, Gratitude. Yeah. That song, like, it always raises my spirit. Like, it makes me want to go, like, let's go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm about to hit a PR or do something, you know what I mean? Like, you know? Yeah, it always gets me going, you know? Not honestly, that's why contemporary music, yeah. I like that, yeah.
Next question, number 100. Ooh. 100 is, if you were called as a missionary anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Ooh, that is a good question. Well, probably Mexico. Either Mexico or, yeah, Mexico. Just because, like, you know, I'm Mexican and, you know, it would be nice to go over there. You know, I went to Del Efe, Mexico City, and I liked it over there and everything. And then just, you know, it's a lot of things that happen over there. And it's like, it'd be nice to spread, like, the word of God and the good news over there, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool. Go where my ancestry is from, you know.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Nice. All right. Next question, number 90. It is, look at your life so far, where do you think God is leading you?
To help my community. I think from a young age, I always thought that he needed me to do something, to protect something, you know? That's what I always felt like. Like, I needed to do something good with my life, you know? And law enforcement and military has always, something about it always drew my attention, you know? And now it's like I'm already getting into law enforcement, and I strongly feel like that's where God wants me to be at, you know, to protect the people that I know I could protect, you know. I can't protect everyone, but wherever I get called for and stuff like that, like, I know I could protect them. I do think that God created me the way I am. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but, like, I am very physical when it comes to, like, combat and stuff like that. You know, I was always good. You know, a lot of people have always told me that I was really good. That I should have been, you know, up there. But fighting itself, like, as a sport, never sparked my interest. Well, not that it sparked my interest. It's just, for me, it just, it wasn't there. It felt nice to compete, but it wasn't that. And getting that acceptance letter from the chief, for the chief selections, it's like, it just feels like that's what I'm meant to be, you know. It's just, I don't know, you know, I feel like God, that's where God wants me to be at.
Yeah,
you know.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Next question, number 11, is, what is the most memorable prayer God has answered for you?
My family, my friends. I'd always been praying. I've been praying, and even now it's for my family and my friends to get closer to God. And the one person that I thought she was going to take forever to keep going to church was one of my sisters. And she's been going. I mean, she hasn't been going consistently, but she's been going to a Bible study. And she, you know, my youngest sister, also, like, I've been been praying for her, and I've been praying for all my family. And little by little, they've been going. My friends have been coming, my best friends. And I think those are the biggest prayers, is just that they're starting to get closer to God, you know. Things haven't been the best for us this last couple of years, but each one of them have been making the effort to come, you know, been making the effort to start praying more, you know. And I think for me, that's just awesome. Like, it's cool. It's a blessing, because it's like, what I feel right now, it's excitement and everything, you know. And I know it's like maybe fairly new, you know, but for me, it's a beautiful feeling, and I want everyone that I love and care for to feel it, you know. And yeah, it's just awesome, man. It's cool.
Nice. I can't remember how many we've done, but let's just do another one.
All right.
So, number 52, have you ever felt God's presence?
Yes. And it was funny. I know. I think I mentioned it not too long ago. But one of the prayers that I've always been praying for was to feel His presence. when I had faith in God and everything. Back in high school, and I would always pray because I felt like I never truly felt it, that that I might be praying and I never, you know, never answered my prayers, you know. Of course, it's different now because I understand that back then it was a little bit more selfish and stuff, you know. But the first time I ever felt God's presence was the first day I came here, you know. It was just feeling like he was just holding me and saying, hey, letting me know everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be okay. And I got you, you know, I got you. And I think that was a beautiful feeling, you know, the feeling of that first Bible study that I went to, you know, the first time being prayed over for, you know, like those moments, I truly felt God was there right next to me. You know, Jesus is good, man. Like, it's just awesome, you know? It, yeah. So, yeah. It was the first time I walked in here. It was awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah. Cool. So, I just want to say thank you. I always like saying, well, it's like very selfish of me because I like listening to these stories. So, I guess it's really cool to hear like your perspective and what God's done in your life and how he's moved and stuff like that. So, it's really cool. Yeah. But I have one more question. And if someone listening forgot everything from the past however long we've been recording, what is the one thing you want them to take away from your story?
To never stray away from God. You know, no matter how bad things may be, no matter how little faith you might feel like you have at that moment, or if no faith at all, if you feel like he's not hearing you, that he's there, you know, he's shaping you. It's like one time I heard he's training you, you know, he's coaching you to be where he needs you to be, you know. He's always going to be there for you, you know. Never doubt that, and never doubt that Jesus doesn't love you or that God doesn't love you, you know. He does, and he'll always be there for you.
Well said. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mando.